April 15, Giving to Jesus. John chapter 19, verses 38 to 40. Joseph of Arimathea was accompanied by Nicodemus, the man who earlier had visited Jesus at night. Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds. Taking Jesus' body, the two of them wrapped it with the spices in strips of linen. This was in accordance with Jewish burial customs. We've probably all heard it preached how Mary poured out spikenard on Jesus' feet and then wiped his feet with her hair in John chapter 12 and verses 1 to 3. And then in verses 4 to 6, Judas objected, telling everyone the perfume was worth a year's wages and should have been sold so the poor could at least benefit. The amount of different perfumes brought by Nicodemus was almost 100 times as much as Mary's, so if Mary's was worth a year's wages, Nicodemus' perfumes would have been worth somewhere around 100 years' wages. The Australian median wage is around $1,200 per week, or $64,000 each year. Nicodemus' gift was worth 100 years' wages, or $6,400,000 in today's currency. Worship means giving Jesus all he is worthy to receive. He deserves everything, doesn't he? Mary gave him what was probably her dowry. Without it, she had little certainty of marrying, so she gave him her future. Nicodemus gave him what would have been most of his wealth. We need to have Mary's heart and Nicodemus' generosity.